America's Voice. I'm Steve Guerra. This is the Steve Guerra Show. God bless America. Good to have you here. Three big things for you to know right now. Number three, Ron Rademacher is on the loose. No, seriously. We're currently searching for him, but he may have a fishing rod, possibly a beer in his hand. He's tall, a little bit scruffy. Be on the lookout, please. Number two, the Republican governor's setting their sights on Governor Whitmer and getting her out of office. The same way she destroyed thousands of Michigan jobs during the pandemic, they're set to buy plenty of advertising to get us there as well. And number one, it's another back to normal day. But as the number of COVID cases is falling, the number of people getting vaccines falling even faster, which begs the question, how will Governor Whitmer handle the fact that reaching the 70% of people over 16 getting at least one shot is the only way we open up the state? It's going to be very hard, if not impossible, to achieve. You know, I was looking at University of Michigan numbers. University of Michigan numbers, and it is, and I'm not talking about state of Michigan, University of Michigan, right? The numbers in Michigan have remained relatively the same. The most current numbers for May the 4th, and this comes from the big metrics that are out there. You can find this anywhere. It's the Vaccination World Overview. Fully vaccinated in Michigan, 33.3%. At least one dose of the total population, 43.3%, right? So you've got that going. But from U of M Health, this is really, to me, a startling bit of information. If you look back, say, to go to mid-March, daily dose first shots, University of Michigan Health System, 1,159. You go to April the 13th, 1,159. Then it dropped a little bit, and then it came back. And on the 21st, it was 1,179. But since that time, people getting the vaccine has dropped precipitously. Precipitously. 706 on the 23rd of April. 465 on the 24th. By the 27th, it was down to 300 people. By the 30th, 92 people total. And just a few days before, on the 21st of April, it was 1,179. People are not flocking to get the vaccine. A little surge on Monday, 259 this week. But nowhere near the numbers they're going to need to get to where they claim we need to be. Nowhere near that. And that means that in order to get to that 70% threshold, a lot's going to have to change. And quite frankly, it doesn't look like that's particularly likely. My guess is maybe if we stay on some sort of steady pace, maybe by October, maybe not. We'll see. Let's see. Oh, here is good news, though. Michigan has lifted its mask requirements for outdoor gatherings with less than 100 people. Goes into effect tomorrow through the end of the month. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announcing that masks will generally not be required at outdoor gatherings of less than 100 people. Hallelujah. I haven't used one at any gathering outdoors since it all started, nor will I ever. Goes into effect tomorrow. Additionally, officials said that anyone who is fully vaccinated and not having symptoms will not be required to wear a mask at residential gatherings, as if anybody's been coming in my home inspecting who's gathered where. The commitment by Michigan residents to receive the safe and effective COVID vaccine, allowing us to move toward a normal return, says Elizabeth Hertel, still enjoying the glow of being in Gulf Shores, Alabama for spring break. She said the vaccines work, which means once Michiganders are fully vaccinated, they do not have to abide by as many health guidelines. Shouldn't have to abide by any guidelines. Not that I would anyway. And listen, getting the vaccine, that's on you. That's your choice. That's your call. It's not my decision. It's your decision. The Vac to Normal plan set vaccine milestones, and it's just good luck. Here's where we are. And this is as of yesterday, 50.6% have received at least the first dose. We have to get to 55% to reach the first milestone from the government. And then it's 2 weeks after that. 2 weeks after that, that we can release some other restrictions. This governor is going to find herself in a difficult spot. There are three vaccines out there, by the way. So you got that going on. Let's see. And I'm just digging through to make sure I've got all of this on everything. Oh, by the way, Governor Whitmer, you'll love this. Michigan Governor Whitmer and six other people who risked their own health and safety to help protect others during the coronavirus pandemic will receive Profile and Courage Awards next month from the John F. Kennedy Library. Please. I've got an idea, Governor. Have the courage to tell us why you went to Florida, when you went to Florida, what you were doing in Florida, how long you were in Florida, who you got there with, what jet you flew on. How about you have the courage to tell us the truth about your travels when you were telling everyone else to stay home? Have that courage. JFK, Profile and Courage. I'm sorry. Yes, I am mocking and scoffing at that. Profile and Courage. For what exactly? For destroying Michigan's economy bravely? It's a brave new world. We don't need restaurants and gyms and bowling alleys. I'll destroy them. Well done, Governor. Well done. And the Republican Governors Association said they're going to hold Governor Whitmer accountable for her hypocrisy and restrictions on restaurants, bars, her crippling and unconstitutional regulations causing thousands of Michigan small businesses to lose revenue and many to shut down permanently. The Republican Governors Association targeting Whitmer now with an ad campaign. And in Antrim County, a big deal up there, Michigan attorney Matt DiPerno filing an explosive new report in the ongoing Antrim County 2020 election lawsuit. According to DiPerno, his team of experts was able to prove the voting machines were in fact vulnerable to compromise. DiPerno's team says they were able to manipulate software that was able to flip votes to Joe Biden, said they did it. We have the proof that voting machines used in the 2020 elections can be compromised and votes easily transferred from one candidate to another. We can flip votes at the tabulator precinct level. We can flip votes at the county level. The American people are losing their voice for the future of our democracy. We must fight together for free and fair elections, so says Matt DiPerno, the attorney up there in Antrim County, Michigan. We'll have him on this week to talk more about it. By the way, when it comes to those businesses we're talking about, get involved with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce if you're a business owner. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. Nothing like strength in numbers. MIChamber.com. You can find out how to restart, how to launch, how to protect yourself from lawsuits and so forth. It's all there for you. Michigan Chamber. MIChamber.com. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.